I have always hated Christmas, and I hear a lot of people have the same sentiment. So let's talk about that.
Yeah, the Building Better Humans Project podcast. Welcome. Be motivated and be inspired. Let's go.
Hey team, Glenn Azar here. Welcome back to the Building Better Humans Project podcast. As we are in December, we're getting very close to Christmas. And of course, I thought it's a good time to talk about something, and that is my absolute hate for Christmas. Now, I don't hate Christmas anymore, and I'll preface this whole conversation by saying that, but I grew up hating Christmas. Now, you've got to look at the context of why I hated Christmas. I remember through my 20s and, you know, they start putting all of the Christmas stuff up in, you know, October or whatever, and same when Easter would come around, I guess, and people would blow up and go, I can't believe that they've already got Christmas decorations out and all of that sort of thing. And I hated it. I hated Christmas. I hated Christmas carols. I hated the whole thing. It's just how I was. But then I look back at that as I became a little bit older, a little bit more mature, and I'd studied human behavior. And I realized that I moved out of home young, so before I turned 15. So you think about the 15, 16, 17-year-old version of me, that person spent Christmas largely alone, because most of the time, most of my friends would be spending Christmas with their people, with their families. And then I joined the army, and when I joined the army even, the army would run Christmas Day events for those of us who didn't have family to go to. But effectively, I spent all of those years without really being around anyone either, other than, you know, just other soldiers. And so it was like a bit of a lonely hearts club. All the people that didn't have family to go to, we all hated Christmas. And then I look about when I had kids, and I loved Christmas for them, but I never really learnt to love Christmas. As I've gotten older and I look at Christian, so my son turns 18 in February, and as most of you know, with his autism and his intellectual impairment, he's mentally 5 or 6. He loves Christmas, absolutely loves Santa. We're actually over at Jaden's partner's place the other day, Krista, visiting baby Marley, and Jaden's down in Melbourne, of course, with the storm. And so we went over and spent... Christian and I spent a bit of time, and he saw a photo of Jaden and Krista with Santa. And it was like he was looking at a superstar, because he gets the photo off the fridge and he says to Krista, is this a photo of you and Jaden with Santa? And she said, yeah, that's Jaden and I with Santa. That's last year before we had baby Marley. And he's shocked and he says, you met Santa? And she said, yeah, we met Santa. And he's going, that is so cool. And I love that. I love that he has this innocence and this passion for Christmas. And over the years, I've learned to love Christmas because I've learned to deal with the reasons I didn't love it. And it was the loneliness that came with Christmas or Easter or any of those special days. It was the not having people around me. Now, I'll be honest, since going through my separation, most Christmases I don't spend with the kids. I'll be there for Christmas morning and I'll be there for opening their presents. And then I do spend the day on my own. But I've become really cool with that. And when Christmas decorations start to go up, I enjoy that, because for the most part, in my experience, you go out to shops and stuff, people are generally a little bit happier. So they're generally a little bit happier. They're generally a little bit, look each other in the eye, smile a little bit more than they normally do. There's a bit of festive cheer. There's the occasional grouch, which is me 10, 15 years ago. But for the most part, people are nicer to each other around Christmas time. And I've learned just to absorb that beautiful energy and not feel jealous when I see the families together that I didn't really grow up with, that I didn't have that family connection. And I realized that my dislike for Christmas was more that I disliked my experiences of Christmas. And so I guess my question to you, to anyone out there that does hate this time of year, that does complain when things, you know, happen too early, as in putting up Christmas decorations, or, you know, on the 26th of December when hot cross buns come out, my question for you guys is, what is it that you hate? You know, generally people are happier. And if that's affecting you, why is that? If there's anything that makes people happier as a whole, wouldn't that be a good thing? So deal with that hurt inside yourself. Deal with that pain. Look after that scar, whatever that case may be. And then make this time of year about something bigger than you. And now I'm using Christmas as an example, because this is when depressions and suicides and all of those things are heightened, like tenfold, as far as we know, because it is a lonely time for people. But for me, we've got to manage ourselves in the middle of that. So maybe you could reach out and help other people. Maybe you could make this time of year about something bigger than you. But if it's not Christmas, if there's a period of time, if there's something that affects you and it doesn't make you feel good, ask yourself why you're having that response to it, and then solve that problem. Because let me tell you what I know about Christmas. It's not going anywhere. And if you're triggered by it, if you hate it like I did for many years, well, you're going to hate it every year for the rest of your life because it's not going anywhere. I've learned to change myself in the middle of that. And I've got to be honest, it's made all the difference. So, hope you guys do have a great Christmas, and we'll keep talking about it throughout, but work out what it is that's causing your reaction.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Building Better Humans podcast with your host, Glenn Azar. For feedback, to stay up to date, or go back and find an old episode, head over to 180.net.au.
Yeah, the Building Better Humans Project podcast. Let's go.